4 years after it broke out, the war for control of Congo appears closer to resolution. The presidents of Congo and neighboring Rwanda signed a peace agreement yesterday in Pretoria, South Africa, to end a conflict that at various times has involved forces from six African nations. The war has ravaged Congo, a mineral-rich nation in the heart of Africa, and caused the deaths of more than 2.5 million people, most from hunger and disease. Stephen Morrison is the director of the Africa Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about this agreement, what it speaks to and the most important elements of it.
First of all, Rwanda invaded Congo 4 years ago in August because of a continued perceived security threat to its interests. And that security threat were soldiers who had committed the genocide inside Rwanda in 94 who had fled into Congolese territory. This compact that was signed yesterday is a renewed effort to get those forces inside Congo who committed the genocide, to get them disarmed, demobilized, in return for Rwanda agreeing to withdraw its forces, its estimated 20,000 forces, who are inside the Congo. That's the crux of the accord.
With so many nations involved in this conflict, this agreement is seen as crucial to regional stability. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. This war touches all of southern Africa. It has deeply destabilized the immediate surrounding region. It's created a regionalized system of interlocking wars that has drawn in six national armies and quite a number of armed insurgencies and militias and the like. And this has created enormous fear within the continent among the leadership such as President Mbeki of South Africa, that unless this is rolled back, the trend line will continue inexorably and will drive out faith that this continent can get its house in order.
What about the Hutus that, according to this peace agreement, will be returned to Rwanda? What happens with them?
Well, I think the rank-and-file fighters, which tend to be young, which tend to be opportunistic fighters who've been recruited in to these forces in order to serve the interests of the government in Kinshasa, I think they will be disarmed and returned to their home villages in Rwanda, and I don't think they'll be subject to violent, vengeful action. There's plenty of precedent of other Hutu elements that have been captured, disarmed, returned home successfully.
Just very quickly, what about the Congo? If peace is achieved, can it be put back together?
Very, very difficult. We need to keep in mind that when Mobutu came in and misruled the country beginning in the 60s, he plundered the state. The economy was largely destroyed, and the state was largely destroyed. So putting Humpty Dumpty back together again is going to be very, very difficult. And if a Congo is restored, it will be a patchwork of different regional entities at the end of the day.
Stephen Morrison is director of the Africa Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.